This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
Our hero's name is Carlos Mejia. He's 35-year-old dude. He's from Queens.
Okay.
And he is a sneaker collector, and he was continually being struck by porch pirates.
Oh.
So he kept getting these packages delivered to the house.
Oh, people, they found the right guy to pick them from.
People are following the FedEx and the UPS things. Mm-hmm. They get the deliveries get dropped off. And he said last week he had over $1,000 worth of packages that were stolen, including his mother-in-law's medications, all this other stuff. So now Carlos was all pissed off. And then early last week he was at work. And he's got his phone connected to a Ring doorbell camera.
Uh-huh.
And he was expecting a package. Package got delivered. He was happy. Then all of a sudden he got a notification and he actually watched his $250 Air Jordans get stolen off of his front porch. So he decided he's going to take matters into his own hands. And he decided to make a fake package. On his day off, he made a fake package, filled it up with dog crap, all sorts of other stuff, and put it outside on the stoop. And he's like, I'm just going to sit back and drink my coffee and see what happens. Because it's Queens, so, you know, they have like a little gate in front of the house before you get to the front door kind of thing.
Yep.
He's like, here I am, sipping my coffee. And before you know it, this dude came in, and he opened up my gate. I grabbed my baseball bat. I went outside. I threatened him with the bat, held him there, called 911, and waited for the cops to get him.
Get out of here.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
Carlos Mejia is a happy man. And
good for him.
And according to the article that I read, he didn't even have to swing the bat.
Really?
He didn't have to swing the bat. He just threatened the guy with the bat.
Like, and the guy didn't take off?
Do not move. And he's like, if you move, I'm gonna hit you with this bat. Like, a lot.
good for him.
And the guy just stood there.
Wow.
The incident came after over 100 of his packages, including his wife's $1,500 jacket and prized green Air Jordans from his daughter, were pilfered by porch pirates over the recent months. 100 packages.
Wow. Oh, that's way. Did he say $1,000 before? That's way more than $1,000.
No. He had over $1,000 worth of stuff. Yeah.
Just recently or whatever? 100 packages is crazy.
Yeah, not everything. Like, some of it, like I said, was his mother-in-law's, stuff. So he filled up a box with crap. Then he got the guy right here.
Good for him.
Picked it up. Guy walked out, put his coffee down, grabbed his baseball bat, walked outside, threatened the guy with the bat. He didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
And the cops came and arrested him.
Nice job.
How about that?
The only problem now is he's been in the newspaper. Now I feel like his porch, no way he want, you know, collectible sneaker guy. You're going to have to figure out another way to get your sneakers.
I mean,
everybody knows now.
I guess so.
And everybody wants collectible
sneakers. But I'll tell you what, the look of fear on the guy's face as he's got, like, holding that bat over his head.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's kind of worth the price of admission.
That's a Ring camera shot you want to see. That's fantastic.
He
looks built and ready to go with that bat.
He's not happy.
Good for Carlos.
Right. Would it be great if he ended up getting himself like an endorsement with Louisville Slugger or something?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Have you ever seen people getting
locked
boxes on their porch for their packages where you have it delivered and that's just where you leave it because you have to?
Well, they have Amazon drop-off points, too, if you get it through Amazon.
Then you got to go
like 7-Elevens and all that kind of stuff.
And Kohl's. Yeah, I've seen it.
I was like, you're on my property now. He's like, don't hit me. Please don't hit me. And he said, I just held him down till the cops came. They opened up the box. So he had made a box full of dog crap and other garbage and stuff in the box. And it is like a sign. So when you open it up, it says F you, you bitch ass N.
Oh, man. Carlos.
Jesus. It was great.
All right, there we go.
Damn, yes.
He had so many stolen packages. Nike opened 2 investigations into him because they think I'm running some sort of scam.
Of course. Wow, now he's got all the proof.
Yep.
Good for him. And by the way, if you want to see and read the whole story, it's on 102.3 WBAB's Facebook page about the guy with the bat and doing what's right. Good job, Carlos.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.